Proclamation number 8393 of 26th of January, 1963. Extent of knowledge dependent on degree of love. You only need the knowledge which helps you to recognize me and to seriously strive for your perfection in order to then also be able to unite with me. Depending on your soul's maturity, you can be given knowledge which corresponds to the truth, but this knowledge will always serve you to attain a glimmer of realization as to the meaning and purpose of your earthly life. For as long as you are completely ignorant, your earthly life is an idle one and you remain at the same stage of your development as at the beginning of your embodiment as a human being. But again, a light can only be kindled for you which illuminates your thinking and gives you a small degree of realization if you let yourselves be educated by the inner voice, the voice of conscience, to work with love. For only love kindles the light. And depending on the degree of love is also the measure of realization, the granting of truthful knowledge. And thus you can receive wisdom from me to the greatest extent the more you cultivate love within yourselves, for the brighter the light will shine within you which imparts these deepest wisdoms to you. But since you will suddenly attain the brightest realization when you enter the kingdom of the beyond with a certain degree of maturity, you only need the knowledge on earth which shall determine your path of earthly life, the knowledge which first lets you recognize me myself and my nature and yourselves as my living creations which my will of love has called into being. The knowledge of your Creator's will and of your beginning and your goal. This knowledge would be enough for your soul to mature. But now, through the influence of my adversary, misguided spiritual knowledge has been spread amongst people, because his aim is to give people a false image of me which they cannot love and therefore do not strive for me either. And thus it has also become necessary that all these misguided teachings are uncovered and corrected. It has become necessary that people also have to know about all correlations, and now the human being's degree of maturity or love determines the extent to which this knowledge can be imparted to him. But it is rare that a person's soul is so mature that profoundest wisdom about my reign and activity in infinity can be imparted to him. And if the human being tries to find there just such secrets, he often uses his intellect, and then pure truth is no longer guaranteed, which, however, secures my spirit's working. Therefore let yourselves be given a gift, for I know what gift you require, I also know what questions will be asked, both on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. And you yourselves may also ask me questions. However, you should not stoop into areas into which you have not yet attained the necessary maturity and the answers to which only satisfy your curiosity. But you yourselves cannot create any advantage for the soul with this acquired knowledge. Unless you reverently bow down before my greatness and remain in deepest humility. Yet the truly humble person allows himself to be given gifts because he knows that Roman one, as his father of eternity, always make people happy and offer them the right gifts which are a blessing for him. When I walked the earth, I was often asked questions which reached far into my eternal plan of salvation. But these people had also been misled in their thinking, and therefore I had to explain much to them which, however, is generally not necessary or useful for humanity to know. For this reason, the truth conveyed in the time before the end, in which you humans now live, primarily concerns explanations which contribute to the understanding of my eternal plan of salvation and which provide people with the right information about the meaning and purpose of their existence and their task on earth. And every individual person can bring his soul to maturity and expand his knowledge, which corresponds to the truth, without limit if he nourishes the light of love within himself. so that its illuminating power becomes ever stronger and imparts the most profound knowledge to the human being. Yet the human being's will and activity of love is the first prerequisite for this, because any knowledge conveyed to him can only be described as living knowledge, as true realization, when he himself has become receptive to it through a life of love, which therefore also signifies full understanding of it. Even the deepest knowledge remains dead for the human being who has not himself brought his inner light to enfold. For only then will the human being have the right knowledge and penetrate the divine secrets which I myself will now reveal to the human being who is about to attain perfection. Amen.